Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hello.
Where's the lovelies or peeps or...
Bebes.
No.
Hey, bebes. No. I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
Welcome to Show Me Scares. That was stupid. Well, we need to do that again. I'm not starting again.
How are you? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in 58 hours.
I know. And then when you saw me 58 hours ago, I was like, what? Okay, bye.
Yeah, you pushed me out the door. Go to work, make me some money.
So, yeah, actually, Terry and I haven't seen each other, and she just worked 58 hours straight. And so, it's like a little reunion here.
I missed you. Use and abuse me. That's all you do.
So, I hope everybody's ready for a murder case. This one, there's no question who did it. And there's kind of a question of why. It's more like what the is going on here, because I don't get it. I don't understand why this is happening. Nobody really does. So I'm sorry if this story seems a little bit like weird and doesn't fit together. That's the actual story, not just my bad storytelling. This is actually the story. So just because I'm like, oh, and then this happened, it was weird.
Yeah, it actually did, huh?
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about Lulu Prince.
Oh, nice name.
I know.
Lulu.
Not such a nice girl. She's something. And her father, I'm not sure what happened to her mother. I couldn't find that anywhere. But she lived with her father, who owned a pool hall in Kansas City.
Pool hall? I haven't heard that in a while.
I know, right? And she had two brothers, Will and Albert. Toward the end of 1899, like the beginning of 1900, somewhere around there, Philip Kennedy started to see Lulu quite a bit and take her out and have a lot of fun and
all that good stuff.
Yeah, started kind of courting her. And somewhere around April of that year, so just a few months later, Will, her brother, confronted Mr. Kennedy, and he wanted to know how serious his intentions were with his sister. And Kennedy said, oh, not serious at all.
Oh.
And so he, brother, says, maybe stop seeing my sister. Okay. And so Philip says, all right, that's fine. Whatever.
Like, for real, not I'm serious.
Down. And so it does seem that he removed himself from the situation. He only saw her twice after that. And he actually started seeing another lady.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And they became engaged.
Aw.
Yes. He's happy with someone else. And that hits the paper. It's in the paper.
Engagement.
They're engaged. Yay. Everything's fine. Okay. But in the summer of 1900, let's talk about Miss Lulu again. Case Patton is a professional baseball player recruited from New York to play in Kansas City.
Ooh.
And he becomes acquainted with little Miss Lulu.
Poor guy.
So, sometime during the course of this relationship, friendship, whatever it was, he gives her his gold watch and chain. And she gives him a diamond ring.
Weird. Or is that common back then?
I don't know. I think that is weird. She's like, hey, pretty thing, put this on your finger. I mean, No. What? So he's staying at a boarding house in Kansas City, and Lulu is there quite often. They go on walks, and They take rides, all kinds of fun stuff. But yeah, but it seems like to this pitcher, it was pretty much just a summer fling. And as soon as his season ended, he went back to New York.
Right. And wasn't going to take her with him?
No. He took the ring with him, though. Yeah. Which comes into play a little bit later. I'm telling you, this story is going to be like the most disconjointed thing you've ever heard. It's just the story, I promise you. So let's talk a little bit about Casey Patton, because this is kind of cool that this man is in the story. He actually hit the majors the next year and played for the Washington Senators. And he had a pretty average career. He ended his career with the Boston Americans just 6 years before Babe Ruth would join that team.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. The best pitcher in Boston at that time was not Case Patton. It was Cy Young. Does that sound familiar?
Wow.
That's right. And so, of course, any baseball fans know there was an award named after him. So that's kind of cool. Cy Young, not Case Patton. He also played in the 1903 World Series winning team.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. He had a lifetime ERA of 3.36 and a 105-128 career win-loss ratio.
That's pretty cool.
Below 500, but yeah, what are you going to do?
It happens.
Yeah. He pitched 206 complete games
over
8 years, and he had 17 shutouts. Sounds like he was all right.
Not too shabby.
No. And that was in 1904, 1900. I guess if it was 8 years, then it was like 1901 to 1909. That makes sense.
Look at you with the math. I'm so proud of you.
I can math. Here I go. Okay. So in October of 1900, Lulu goes to the police station in Kansas City, and she files a report with with a detective, because Case Patton left town with her diamond ring.
Oh, my.
That was worth $20.
I know. It's a lot back then.
Yeah. It's a little bit. And so she asks that the chief of police write a letter to the chief of police in New York asking that he return this ring. So he did. He sent a letter saying this. Dear sir, Lulu Prince called in my office this morning and reported that last July she loaned a small diamond ring to Case Patton.
Loaned a ring.
Yes. Who was a ball player with our local club the last year, and he left for his home, which is your city, Saturday night, taking the ring with him. Will you kindly see Mr. Patton and get the ring and express it to me? Thank you in advance. I am truly grateful.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it took for a letter to get to them.
I do too. After several weeks, there was no response, and Lulu has no patience, and she said, well, I'm just going to go to New York and get my ring back from Patton.
There you go.
And the detective's like, okay, it's going to cost you a lot more to go to New York than just to buy another $20 ring. And she says, that ring is important to me. No monetary value can be put on it. I'm going to get that ring.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So this guy, her brother, tried to talk her out of it and even offered to buy another ring. And she said, no.
I want that one.
I'm going to New York to get my ring back.
That's a good excuse to go to New York, though.
So she came back and had the ring.
Seriously?
Yeah. She came back from New York with the ring.
By golly.
Well, about a month later, she went to the doctor in town. And, well, I'm sure there were probably a few in Kansas City. But anyway, I'm used to these small towns.
In town.
Dr. Cross is his name. Alex Cross. No, I'm not.
Stop it.
And she said, she told him she was the wife of Case Patton.
Oh, boy.
A professional ball player, and that she was pregnant.
Oh, jeez.
She told him that Mr. Patton had secret, she and Mr. Patton had secretly married, and that if people found out about this marriage, that he would lose his position as a ball player on the team. Because how dare you get married? That's weird.
Well, yeah, like why would he lose his position?
Yeah. So she wanted the doctor to perform an abortion. And the doctor said, no, I'm not going to do that. And Lulu left. She was not examined or anything. She just left. Pissed.
I'm sure.
So in December, she came back. And she told the doctor, another doctor took care of the problem. And she asked to be treated for nervousness.
Okay.
She's obviously a little high strung. She needs to calm the hell down. And so the doctor gives her a prescription for a sedative to help with her nervousness. I'm telling you that the story's
why great. Is this even like, important?
It is.
Okay.
Because she's building a rapport with this doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Weirdo. Philip Kennedy. We're back on him.
That poor guy, he's already engaged and moved on.
Yep. On December 4th, 1900, he receives a telephone call from a lawyer, Charles Nearing, requesting that he immediately come to his office to discuss very important business.
Huh.
So Phil is like, okay. Sure. I'll be on my way. So He says, like, why?
Of course, like, oh, excuse me?
Yeah, he's not a total idiot, but. And so this lawyer says, you're going to have to marry Lulu Prince. And if you don't, her father's going to kill you.
What?
So Phil was like, oh, no, I need to see what the hell's going on here. And he goes over to this office and he said, there's no reason why I need to marry Lulu. I am engaged to someone else. Why? I left that behind last spring. I don't know what's going on here. And he leaves the office. Well, guess who's outside?
Oh, boy.
Papa Prince. And Will.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. Let's call the brothers Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Stop.
And Lulu, of course, because she's everywhere. So Will tells him that he had oiled his pistol
morning
and had it in his pocket. And that he was going to marry Lulu or he'd be dead in 5 minutes. Yeah.
But he told him to stay away from her.
Yeah, he did. I remember that too. So, with the brother with his hands in his pocket, clutched around what pistol?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the recorder's office with them to get a marriage license.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And he's sitting there in the recorder's office, and a reporter from the Kansas City Star comes in and he recognizes him and he goes to talk to him. And Papa Prince is like, sit your ass down. Do not talk to anybody or I will kill you right here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What
I don't know.
What kind of people are these?
Crazy ones. It's crazy. I know. So he couldn't talk to anybody. And they go into Judge Gibson's chambers and...
Got married. Unbelievable.
Now, the judge who married them, Judge Gibson, said... He didn't notice anybody under any kind of duress. Like, he seemed like everybody wanted to be there. And if he had, he would have stopped the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To be fair. I have to say that. After getting married, Kennedy, oh, Phil, he went back to work. And the princes went home. That night, Kennedy got off work. He went and visited the house, said, "How's it going, wife?" And then went back home to his family and stayed the night at his house.
I am so confused.
And then he did not see Lulu again for a while. I'll tell you when. Several days later.
My mind is so blown right now.
Yes. Lulu goes to the Kansas City Star and she finds that reporter that they saw. And she says, "I need you to write an article about my marriage to Phil." And he says, "Okay, what? Where did this marriage come from, by the way? Because this is weird. You guys, like, you were kind of seeing each other, then you split up.
Like, he's engaged story, to somebody. Yeah.
I've already put something in the paper announcing his engagement to someone else, and now he's married to you. I'm a little weird." Right? So Lulu just says that Phil has jilted her in some way and that she wants him to be roasted.
Wow.
I don't understand how putting their marriage in the paper roasts him, but
I mean, from marrying him. I mean, from him marrying her.
Yeah.
But maybe she's trying to cause problems between him and the fiance.
Well, I'm sure there's a big problem since he's married to somebody else. Just I feel saying. So bad for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, while she's talking to this reporter, her and her brother both admit that the marriage was forced at gunpoint. And that her and Kennedy have never even consummated the marriage, never been intimate at all. And Will is still pissed off about something. I don't know what this Phil guy did, but they're all mad at him for some reason. And he says he doesn't deserve to live. And
what the heck?
Just, yeah. So, for some reason, they really don't like this guy, even though he pretty much just rolls over and does whatever they say.
He left whenever they told him to, too.
Yeah. So, I'm so confused. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what has happened here. Why didn't she get crazy about the ball player?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to pick somebody.
He took her ring, by gosh.
Well, she went and got it back. We know that he's still alive, which would be my question. Like, okay, did he survive? Because maybe she went and killed him, but he had a full career after that. So apparently he survived her.
Yeah. This story is so weird.
It is. It's all over the place. It doesn't make any sense. But it's like, that's just the story. That's how it is. It's anyway. The reporter agrees to go to Phil's house with Lulu to do the story. How these people talk people into doing shit, I don't know.
Probably threatens them.
Probably. They never report anything in the paper about the marriage. It never makes it to the paper. So there's that. I don't all that for nothing. Really. Well, Phil continues to just completely ignore Lulu. And that just pisses everybody off more. Everybody's really mad at this guy.
Poor Phil.
One of the county recorders tells Papa Prince, "That boy ain't ever going to live with your daughter. Get over it." Yeah, I'm sure that went over well.
It's like putting fuel on the fire.
Yeah. And Papa says he had better do the right thing or the papers are going to have something to write about.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. On New Year's Day, 1901. So, the happy couple have been married not quite a month. God. There's a messenger brings something to Kennedy, to Phil, right? The lovely husband of Miss Lulu. <Crazy-o. laughs> And it is a bill. It is for 1 month's board and maintenance of his wife from her father of $40.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 days later, after he receives this bill, his father-in-law and Will. Bless him. They come and have their hands in their pockets.
to collect money.
Mm-hmm. Much like you do now.
Hey.
Look like you're threatening me. And
maybe I am.
They say, did you get my bill? And he said, yeah, you're going to have to sue me for maintenance because my attorney has told me not to have any contact with her and I'm not going to give you any money there.
Wow.
Yeah. He grew a pair. I don't know what happened there.
Go Phil.
So father jumps on him and starts wailing.
Shit.
Phil gets loose and takes off running. He ends up falling down the stairs.
This guy.
Of course he freaking
Why
did.
Wouldn't you?
And so the princes are like, ugh, and they take off, you know, hoping like, he died, but they didn't want to be a part of it. I'm sure they hoped he died because that's what they are. So that very week, Phil goes and files a petition to annul the marriage.
Don't blame him there.
Yeah. That was published in the paper.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Lulu. The day that it hit the papers, Lulu and Will showed up at the building where Kennedy worked. And they were studying the building. This is what witnesses said. It looked like they were just kind of checking out the lay of the land. Checking things out.
Creepy.
Not at all. On January 10th. January 10th. Lulu goes back to Dr. Cross. And she tells him, okay, I lied to you. I lied to you. I'm not really married to Case Patton. But I am married to Philip Kennedy. And I'm still pregnant.
Wow.
Yes. And so she begs the doctor to go and tell Philip that she is pregnant with his child. And the doctor's like, no, tell him yourself.
I don't
know if
that's
what he said, but like, what? So she just kept begging him and begging him, saying that whenever the annulment papers were filed, whenever the papers arrived at the house, when they would, not they were, whenever they arrived, her father and brothers would be so angry that they would go and try to harm her husband, and she was scared of that. If he could just go and talk with her husband and talk him out of filing those papers so that her brothers and father wouldn't harm him, that would really, I mean, they'd be doing her a solid.
Because he owes her that.
Yep. So Dr. Cross is like, okay, you talked me into it.
Gosh.
So he heads over to where Philip works. And he goes to talk to him. He pulls him out of his office into the hallway and tells him. And of course, Philip is like, I never slept with her, so that's impossible. And the doctor's like, what the hell, man? And so he takes off and goes to leave. Like, okay, this crazy lady has duped me again. And he goes to leave. Well, as he's leaving, here comes Miss Lulu. And she says, are you going to live with me? And Philip said, no. And then she pulls out a revolver and empties it into Philip.
Holy
Kennedy.
Crap.
Yes. 6 shots. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, you can count still.
I don't know if that was 6 or not.
I don't know either.
So when she shoots, of course, his brother, who works there too, runs into the hallway. And as he gets in there and gets her like on the ground away from him. And at that time, who comes running down the stairs?
Will.
Already in the building.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. And he jumps on Tom Kennedy, Philip's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh man, I'm sorry. I thought you were Philip and you were attacking my sister. Sorry. Even though Philip's laying there on the floor.
Bleeding to death.
Yeah. So. Ugh.
Weird.
Yeah. He had been shot 6 times.
Yeah, you said that.
I said that. Here is where they are. That's what I wanted to tell you. Well, 4 shots would have been fatal. They hit him in vital organs, places. Whatever. Any one of them would have killed him. And then 1 shot pierced his ear.
Ooh.
Ow.
Oh, that's the one you say ow at?
And another one struck him in the forehead. Like, grazed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
What a psycho.
I don't get why she went after him.
Me either. So, she walks over to him because the doctor calls it. Well, he's dead. That didn't take long. And Lulu walks over to him and kicks his body. Kicks him in the face, actually. And said he'll never seduce another girl.
What?
Yeah. This poor guy was just like... He was
basically in the right the whole time. Like, he laid off whenever he was told to.
Seems to be, yeah.
Never slept with her?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, there was a patrolman there, and he arrested her. And when he put cuffs on her, she got pissed off because she needed her hands loose so she could fix her hair. That's important. Whenever she made it to the police station, her father and brother visited her.
No
Shocker.
Way.
I know. Will was arrested too. And the police matron that stayed in the jail with her, she would go on to testify that they were laughing and smiling and in great spirits that evening.
I didn't care.
Yeah. They also did a physical exam and found that she was not pregnant and never had been.
Didn't see that coming either.
Her defense at trial was hysterical insanity.
Oh, gosh.
Of course. So they said that Kennedy had wronged her and she kind of lost her mind over it. And her ability to distinguish between right and wrong. She just went mad. Because he wasn't going to live with her. Okay, sorry. She still needs to go to jail.
She didn't lose the ability to shoot a gun.
So. She sure didn't. So the prosecution brought in the interactions with Case Patton and said he didn't do anything to her. She was with this other guy. Like,
right.
She was off with this other guy. But when he left, then she just returned to him and was like, hey, you have to marry me because this guy who I thought I was going to be with left. Is gone.
But I'm not mad at him. I'm going to kill you instead.
So, they get through the trial. Her brothers and her father were charged with accessories.
Good. It's a crazy family.
But they didn't get any time for it. I don't think they were convicted. I didn't find where they were convicted. And one of her brothers actually died before all of this was over.
Oh,
all the
wow.
trials and stuff was over. Albert, he drowned, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
I could I just keep picturing this family in my mind, like trying to figure out what the
yeah, like I'm thinking of, you know, all the shows where you have those families that are like psychos, like that. I can't think of the names. I don't know. I can't think of any names, but you know, that family that lives in the hills and don't talk to anybody and they come down once a month and they're all crazy.
And really tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Like, tight as in you can't see one of them
without
alone.
The rest?
The whole crew is there.
Yeah. Okay.
Shut up.
So, there were plenty of witnesses that put the brothers, at least, at the same building. Definitely Will. But even at the trial, Lulu's trial, I mean, the judge actually said that he wasn't going to try the case of the brothers or the father. He would have another judge do that because he was too tired. That case had taken it out of him. And
you know what? I can totally see that.
Well, yeah, family. I'd be like, I need to sleep a week. My brain's mashed potatoes.
I don't want to be around them anymore.
So he also said, though, that there was absolutely nothing putting Will at the scene.
Oh, no, the brother. He didn't attack the brother, Kennedy's brother?
Yeah. And they had like several witnesses. Like that was reported in the paper as something that everybody went, huh? There was a lot of witnesses who said he was there. Yeah. And then there were witnesses who said that he came to town with her that day and that they were seen together on this corner. And then one of the witnesses even said that the brother came to her and said, hey, I need you to testify that you did not see us together that day. Well, this woman who he had approached was a lovely, sweet girl in the organist at the church and was not going to lie for him.
Wow.
So she told the truth. But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So what happened here was she ended up convicted.
Mm-hmm.
The verdict was guilty of second degree murder.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she was sentenced to 10 years in the penitentiary.
Just 10 years?
10 years. Because, and I can see how that could be. Maybe, you know, why she brought a gun. I don't know. But there's, you can say, okay, she just got pissed off because he said, and that's, you know, she didn't plan to kill him. She was just there to, because every time she's had a gun with her and he's around, then he just does whatever she says or her brothers or whoever's there. So you could say that, you know, she didn't plan on killing him. She was just trying to scare him into being with her. I don't know. Because it's worked before. So second degree murder, 10 years. The defense obviously appeals it, like always. And the Supreme Court overturned it and said, no, the trial was not fair because they brought in the evidence about her affair with Case Patton, and that tainted the jury's view of her and made her look bad.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. And so she would have to have a new trial.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
Her new trial was in 1904. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was right after her brother's death.
Mm-hmm.
So it was her second trial. And actually, I think her mom testified in that trial. But that's the only time I saw anything about her mom. Like, I don't know where she was at.
They probably kept her in the basement.
Probably hiding under the bed or something. she's at church praying all the time. So, her mom, actually, the reason I know her mom testified here was that she ended up spilling the beans.
Oh.
Spilling the tea. That's what the kids say now, about Lulu's marriage to John Kramer.
Yep. Who's this guy?
He's an attorney, and she has now married him. Lulu was so embarrassed, she fainted and had to be carried out of the room.
Because she married an attorney?
These people are weird.
Oh, no, don't tell that.
So the trial lasted a week. The second trial lasted a week. And the jury acquitted her of all charges.
I'm done.
They said she was emotionally insane during the time of the murder. But that she was no longer insane, so she did not need to be put in an asylum. She was fine now.
What?
She was only insane then. Now she's cool. She's down. She's
maybe
fine.
I need to marry a lawyer.
Well, I don't think that he was her lawyer. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see who our lawyer was.
I was kidding. You didn't even argue with me. I was picking a fight.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, marry one. I'll be your side chick.
Stop it. You're horrible.
Yeah, I know. So she's free to go live with her lawyer.
I can't even. I don't even.
It gets better.
How is that? That's not. No.
She actually became an actress.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. And she played in a melodrama called The Injured Wife.
Oh, that makes sense.
And she played the injured wife. And she toured the country as an actress.
Wow.
I couldn't find when she died. It's really hard to find her death.
What?
What?
Like, what made her go so psychotic over this Kennedy guy?
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be more to this story that's just not printed or something. Like, I think he must have had some pull or something for people not to print anything bad about him.
Maybe.
Because it doesn't make sense otherwise. It makes no sense. The story doesn't even work. It doesn't go together. It's the worst story I've ever told.
Why are we doing this story?
Because I thought it was really cool that there was a professional baseball player involved.
Oh my gosh. He was in the story for two seconds.
Yeah, but he was a big part of it.
That's true.
If she hadn't ran all over with him and been all excited over him, then, well, this guy may not be dead, but also, he'd be dead now, I'm sure, but also, she wouldn't have, her first trial wouldn't have been overturned. Although I'm sure she could have found some other way to be crazy.
I was gonna say make herself look bad. Smart. Unfortunately.
Wow. I just thought, I was like, what is even happening? This story is so stupid, I have to tell it. Because I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm so confused on what the hell happened here.
It was funny when you were reading and prepping for this that your facial expressions was...
I was always like, what? That doesn't even make sense. What?
Oh, jeez.
It's a stupid story, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something, I mean, there's obviously lots missing.
We're going to lose listeners because of this.
I'm sorry, you guys. But I spent my time learning about this story and trying to find the pieces that are missing, and they're not there. Okay? They're not.
I'm surprised she got off with it. But like you said, there's got to be more to it.
There's got to be. I'm thinking he had to have... Well, I mean, you know, he saw the reporter and he knew him well enough that he was going to go and talk to him. So maybe he has more pull than we're thinking. But also, it was literally a shotgun wedding, except she wasn't pregnant. But there was guns involved. But I'm saying, like, why?
Why would you
do it in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he must have just really thought, these people are going to kill me. They're going to.
Maybe the scene was different than what we're thinking at that time.
But it makes me think that he had to have done something to her.
Yeah, that he owed her that.
That he was like, okay, you're right. I should marry her.
I don't know.
I don't either. And I mean, she's pretty.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see where she's an actress.
Yeah, she's very pretty. But crazy. But I mean, she comes by it honest, it seems like.
Maybe he did something that Papa and brother should be pissed.
Maybe. I mean, she sure wanted people to think he did.
Yeah.
You don't say something like that. And unless you want people thinking he did something really bad to her.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
That's too much to take in after a 58-hour shift.
a dumb story. Truth. Hope you enjoyed it.
Sorry, guys. I had no control over this.
God. Okay, so.
What's up?
We don't have any reviews this week.
Again? That's 2 weeks in a row.
I'm really sorry. You guys, if you could see the look on her face, you would leave reviews.
I want reviews. That's the only thing I get to talk about.
But we did get a very nice email from Michael. Michael Aww. Said he and his sister grew up here. And
where are they now?
Arizona.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. I almost sang that song. I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
And he enjoys the podcast because he gets to hear about his home state that's and cool. where he came from. So thank you, Michael, for that email. For that was sure. very nice. I know that there's a lot of people who don't have Apple Podcasts. I mean, that is our biggest platform. We get more listens on Apple Podcasts than any other. So, but there are people who listen on other platforms. And so I know you can't leave reviews. And if you want to just email and say something, that's really, really nice. We've cool. only had a couple people do that. And
we
be
should
like,
send
hey,
stickers to them, too.
I agree. That's what I was going to say. Is like, hey, you know, we understand if you can't leave a review mm-hmm. on Apple Podcasts. That's fine. But we would definitely like to include you.
Yeah.
In
so
some way.
Re-email us. Email us again and give us your address.
Well, he is actually working on the backlog right now. And he's only like 7 episodes in. So by the time he gets to this one,
it'll we'll be like next logo. Year.
By the time he gets to this one, yeah, we'll have like a TV show by then or something.
Oh, whoa. No.
No, I definitely have a face for radio, so that's not going to happen.
Ditto. I barely can do this.
Good times. So, we are going to be headed to Eureka Springs soon.
Yeah.
And
we definitely need a mini vacation.
We are taking a little vacation. We're excited about that. Probably, I don't know if we'll be able to do any ghosty stuff or not. I know I just saw news that Arkansas has raised its restrictions on restaurants. And that was like, I almost cried. I'm like, oh my God. Are we there? Are we getting there?
Shh, like, don't jinx it.
Yeah. But like, I feel like both of us can kind of live our best life now. We're vaccinated. Of course, there's the variants out there and they tell us we don't really know if it'll do anything with those or not. I just kind of figure that it's probably like the flu. Like when you get the flu vaccine, you can still get the flu, but it's like
it may not kill
nothing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm hoping is the
Things
case.
Things are looking up. Let's yeah. just put it that way.
And so I definitely want to see. I saw a picture in New Zealand of people at a concert, like
yes.
tons of people together at a concert. And of course, they did things much differently than we did. So they're living life normal mm-hmm. again. And I'm like, oh my God, come on.
We want that again.
I never thought I would miss people.
Yeah, it's weird hearing you talk about it.
You know, I really miss hugging friends.
Aww.
Like just touching someone and it not be like, ugh, you know, like I don't want to touch anybody
mm-hmm.
right now because, well, I mean, I don't worry about myself getting germs, but I worry about them being like, afterwards.
She hugged me.
Yeah. So
you ought to have seen us at the gym because they have us like in boxes so many feet away from mm-hmm. people. And the girls at my gym, we always see each other morning, kind of give each other a hug. Hey, you know, how you doing, blah, blah. So the first couple of weeks, we're like, oh, whoa, yeah, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say the first couple of weeks. I mean, the first couple of weeks back when they allowed us back.
Yeah. So we're coming up on a year. We should celebrate the year mark by being back to normal again.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be that way.
It won't be. We got a lot of
But it's coming.
To go, so.
It's yeah. looking up, I feel like.
Also,
oh,
it's March 1st. Do you know what that means?
What?
It is day one of my birthday month.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
That's why we're going to Eureka Springs.
I know. It's like a tradition now because you took me to the Crescent for my birthday last year, which is in Eureka Springs.
That's true. That's true.
And now we're going again this year.
Do you want to do it every year?
We'll see.
See, not a tradition.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll make it a tradition. That would be kind of fun.
It would be cute, wouldn't it?
Huh? I love Eureka Springs. It's adorbs. What if we moved to Florida? Then we'll make it Key West if we move to Florida.
I love you.
Or like the Bahamas or something. We're just skip on down to there.
Yeah, that's an easy skip across the ocean.
It could be fun. So what else do we have to talk about?
I don't know.
I haven't seen you in like 14 years. It's really weird.
I don't know. I have
nothing. That's why also that this episode's coming out in the evening. So just expect that the episodes are going to be out on Monday. If they're going to be late, they're probably going to be out on Tuesday. Like at this point, Monday's the day. I don't know what time because too many times Terry's working the weekend. I have a crap ton of homework and my homework has to come first. This podcast makes zero money and it's a hobby. So at the end of the day, my priorities and
our priorities.
Yeah. But I mean, like the things that I have already set my mind on and paid a ton of money for, that has to come
kick
first.
Your butt if you get out of school.
Yeah.
You're so close to
I am.
That degree.
I'm so close. And so things like that are going to come up and that's just part of it.
Just
so,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
So if it comes out on Monday night, it comes out on Monday night.
That's yeah, you can't quit stressing about that.
Yeah, I have to let it go.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
so,
I'm glad
anyway,
you got that off your chest.
Yeah. If you have any stories, let us know. We'd love to have some more stories. And if you have any suggestions of stories, we'd like to know those too, because that would be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great weekend, you guys. If you're in Eureka Springs,
hey,
say hi.
When we do another live, do you know?
No, but we'll plan that. We need to do that soon.
For sure.
Are you off next weekend? Ooh, we're going ghost hunting next weekend. We can't. We'll see.
We are?
Yeah. Surprise.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you about it later. All right, guys. Have a great week. If you're in Eureka Springs, stop by and say hi.
Message us.
Yeah.
We'll have lunch with somebody.
Absolutely. Have a great week. We love you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't mess up our chances of going to concerts soon.
Shh. Bye.
We love you. Bye.